How to prepare for a year end. That is the reflection of the day. This for me is a week of reflection. This whole week, the week before the new year begins. And I hope you do the same. So I'm sharing with you this exercise that I've been doing. And this is something that I'm doing even more conscious now, because I know this year, I have to say, I have to share with you that it's a year where I develop a higher conscious level. How do you develop a higher conscious level? One of the tools is curiosity. Be curious. Be curious as of the results that you're getting. Be curious of your actions. Be curious that you have a subconscious that is driving and you don't even know how it's driving. But if you develop the curiosity, then you have the opportunity of asking yourself the questions that can lead you to recognize what is driving you. I have done so much work this year, and as I built it's almost like a timeline of the beginning of the year. It's the ending of a year in a summary. As I summarized the year, I begin with the challenges that I've had, and there've been many. This year, by far, one of the most difficult years of my life. But I also, as I write all the challenges, I get to write all the lessons learned. And boy, one thing I realized, that out of the major challenges in your life, there's an opportunity of getting many, many lessons. Sometimes, when we focus on poor me in becoming the victim, then you miss the lesson. You're not able to see it. So you go into the next year continuing to feel like a victim, and then you bring more and more negativity, because that's what the quantum field is seeing. This is what you want. This is who you're being. If you're being a victim, the quantum field will give you more of what a victim gets. So realizing the lessons that you are learning, looking in a curious way as to what are the lessons that you've learned. I can tell you, I'll give you a few of mine. I have learned to elevate my patience. I have learned to minimize my judgments for people. I have learned to really stay focused even through the major storm. I have learned that I have less fear, because when you go through a year that is so difficult and you think everything is crumbling for you, but you survive it, it's like, bring it on, nothing is, breaking me. And listen, I have to tell you that I'm not saying that it's not painful and that I didn't cry and I suffered. There was so much pain for me. But I realized how strong I am. I am so strong. Stronger than I even gave myself credit to, because I've been tested to another level. So I have more self-love, more self-respect, and I've learned to have compassion to another beautiful level. I look at people now and I'm always thinking, what's their story? I look at a homeless person, and the funny thing is how I'm attracting them, because when I look at them and I will give them money, and people say, don't give them money because they're homeless and they're going to use it for drugs, or, they're going to use it to drink. It doesn't matter to me. I give it to them, and I know in my heart that they're going to use it to get some food or something they need. and I give it with that intention in mind. So creating the space to clear the emotions by doing the exercise of creating a summary of your year, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The challenges, the opportunities, the lessons that you learn, and the gratitude of all the things that worked for that year. Because it's not like life doesn't give you a break. You get breaks. It's not like every day is a terrible day. It is not. Or it's not like every pillar of your life doesn't work. For me, this was my family pillar that was suffering a lot. My business pillar was growing. My nonprofit, it's growing. Yo digo nomás, my business, it's doing well. All those, the pillar of that was amazing. I did an Ironman this year. So the pillar of my body, my temple, check, excellent. But one pillar could be in such a turmoil that if you're not careful, then you allow that pillar to bleed into the other pillars and then you have it bumpier ride. And one of the things that I'm proud of myself is that as the pillar of my family was hurting, I stay focused in the pillar of my professional life, my body, my temple. I connected spiritually. I did more meditation. I looked for ways of really understanding myself more, ways of getting help, connecting with people that can help me. And I could go on and on. So, but the lesson today that I want you to take with this reflection that I'm sharing with you is that I want you to take the time to be very conscious to this week, very curious about your year, understanding the level of your responsibilities on the outcome of this year, living a life which has more conscious. So you're understanding yourself more by creating this summary. And what you do is then you clean. It's like starting with a clean slate. Okay, these are the emotions that I have to work on. These are the emotions that I don't want to bring into the next year. And this is the excitement that I have for the next year. And I'm excited. I am excited for 2023. I see endless opportunities. And now that I'm stronger, now that I have taken the time to reflect and also work on what I want, what is the experience that I want for the next year? And I have clarity. I am just creating a strong foundation to receive another year. I am so grateful that I get to experience this life and that I have the opportunity of ending another year. So let's reflect, reset, and reconnect together.